Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Friends, and welcome to another episode of Lisa Hendy and Friends. I'm your host, Lisa Hendy, not surprisingly, here on Lisa Hendy and Friends. And today I'm delighted to share a movie that's going to be coming up very, very soon, Indivisible, opening in theaters on October 26th. And we're so blessed to have as our guests on this week's show, Darren and Heather Turner, whose story you will hear in the interview and whose story you witness in this beautiful movie. So I thought it would be great to open our conversation by taking a listen to the trailer for Indivisible.
So today, 3rd and 4th platoons are going to sweep our next door neighbors again. See if we can slow down the welcome gifts coming over the wall.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
15 months without this face.
We've got to move!
You're gonna be okay.
They can call it a family readiness group, but nobody's ever really ready.
Divorce has filed in the last 3 months. And soldiers losing families and having nothing to go home to is not the stabilizing force we need around here.
Really?
Just let me mess with other people's lives, just part of your job description or something.
I mean, kind of.
Okay, well, my marriage is none of your business. You don't know anything about me or my family.
Hey, this with two RPGs, sir.
Get her down!
Couldn't save her, chaplain.
So I guess
do whatever it is you do.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Oh, we got two on the rooftop.
Get us out of here. Take them out.
I trusted in God to protect those men, and he did.
No, you trusted in God to do what you thought he ought to do.
I want to know why. I want to know why you somehow have it in you to show up for those men when you refuse to do it for your own wife and kids.
Those men need me.
I need you.
Proud, have laid their snares. Along the path, they have set traps to catch me.
Give it to them, chap.
You are my strong deliverer.
Right. Yep.
You shield my head in the day of battle.
Right. Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Standing beside you.
With us on today's show are Darren and Heather Turner, the very special couple whose real-life story inspired the soon-to-be-released film Indivisible. Darren and Heather, thank you for your service to God's people and especially to our country, and welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Lisa. It's an honor to be here.
Thanks for having us.
What a treat. And I have to just say, I'm just so moved and overwhelmed by the film. I was fortunate enough to get a sneak peek, and I know that this is just going to bless so many people. I'm just kind of curious about how it is to see your life story. Maybe Heather, you can talk about this, how it is to see your life story kind of come to play in this way.
It's very surreal watching someone else say your name on screen and say your children's name on screen is just something we've never expected. Yeah, it's been a great process, though.
So, Darren, for you, I'm kind of curious about what, you know, I know a little bit of your story of coming together, but I'm just kind of curious about what it was that prompted you to desire to go into service as a military chaplain.
Yeah, we were both in Athens, Georgia at the time. We were in campus ministry together. We'd been married for a couple of years, had a child. I believe we were pregnant with number two when we first started getting a little bit of an inkling that maybe we were going to do something else other than the current position I was in. Heather, one of Heather's friends from college, actually around this same time, we found out that she had ended up marrying a guy who was in the Army, and then he had become a chaplain. So when we started exploring that idea, we talked with them, we talked with some other folks, talked to my pastor. Everybody was so encouraging, saying, wow, Darren, this seems like a great fit for you. I'm not sure what they meant by that, meaning you need to leave the church. Or I was on staff at the time. As Heather would say, she says I was a little rough around the edges. Military was a good fit, and in fact, it has been a great fit. We've loved it. It's been an honor and privilege to serve people who have volunteered to die for me and you and your listeners. Is an incredible privilege. I get to go to work with people who would literally lay their life down, and that reminds me of my faith every single day driving in the gate to work.
That's amazing. Now, Heather, could you have anticipated when y'all said yes to this? And I know that that's a couple's yes, although one of you was only in the military, you both really were. Could you have imagined that you would be, that your family would be deployed so quickly and facing this deployment?
No. In fact, we had that conversation when he was in graduate school, and we were talking about the options of what could happen, and I was just certain that a brand new chaplain certainly wouldn't be deployed, and even if so, not for that long. So, not 3 months into signing in, he deployed for 15 months. So that was definitely a surprise to me, and not something I'd expected.
But she took it like a trooper. She jumped in to serve other families during the deployment. I mean, we both had a lot of energy early on in that career, and she wanted to be with the spouses while I was away with the service members. So we jumped into it as a couple for sure.
Darren, I'm kind of curious about what the motivation is to share the story. You know, your story is so helpful to so many. And one of the things that really struck me when I watched this was that you're in this helping mode. And then at the same time, as portrayed in the film, you're almost hesitant to ask for the help that you need yourself. So what's the motivation behind both the book and now the movie?
Yeah. So long story made really short, this was first presented in a newspaper article about our battalion's deployment and how tough of a deployment it was with a lot of losses. David and Esther Evans, the directors of Indivisible, they contacted us and were curious about this this deployment with a chaplain. And then they heard about, well, it actually, there's more to the story. We almost lost our marriage when I came back, and then we came back in the Army. And David was so passionate about telling this story that he wanted our permission to give him permission to go and tell this story to a lot of people. And at first, we were like, why would somebody want to hear our story? This is a dime a dozen. We know lots of people who have had even worse situations than we have. Who are we? Why are we subjects of interest here? But again, David had such a passion and skill in presenting this story, that we trusted him with it, and he did a great job.
Yeah, the end result is amazing. Now, Heather, was there any part of you as a wife or a mom that just sort of wanted to like retain your privacy and not kind of go there with some parts of the story?
Absolutely. You know, mainly for my children. And yeah, I really desired to live a quiet life. And but we got to know David and Esther and really saw their heart for the Lord and saw just how incredibly humble they were in wanting and, you know, their desire to tell the story of redemption. Once we got to know them, I really trusted them to tell our story in a way that was going to be God-honoring and honoring our family and honoring the military. So really that was, for me, it was just who they are as people that gave me the freedom and the confidence to go forward.
Along with the directors, Heather, you have these this amazing cast involved, and I can't say enough about Sarah Drew. I think she's so talented. Now, how was it to be involved? Did you guys get to go onto the set at all, and did you get to meet the cast and be there for any of the filming?
We did. We got to meet them and watch some of the filming, and that was really, that blew me away. We had no idea what went into making a movie. And even just acting, and you know, it's hard work, and we really developed an appreciation for that.
And they were so gracious too. They just welcomed us in, and we got to talk with Sarah and Justin, the actor who plays me. They're great. I couldn't have asked for anybody else to represent us that well, and so it's an honor to be have them portray us.
Did you have to ever, Darren, give any kind of notes on, I'll just give you a little example of this. So my husband is an ER physician, and every once in a while he'll watch a medical drama and go, oh, no, they wouldn't have held that way, or this was, was there ever anything like that or anything that really struck you that was really realistic when you were observing the filming?
Yeah, there was both. There were some things like, well, it wouldn't exactly happen like that. But then there were some things where like, wow, they really nailed that. Just the movement in the Humvee and how they got the Humvee to move around like you're on a dusty road in Iraq with potholes everywhere. And the conversation that happened in there between the chaplain and the chaplain assistant was beautiful. It was super realistic. So it was neat to get to see some of those things.
Yeah, and the directors and producers did a really great job of resourcing people who, they reached out a lot to different aspects of people in the military to make sure that they were getting those things right, and they were so meticulous about that. I mean, even down to, you know, the collar or the cuffs of the sleeves of the uniform, and they really wanted to do it right.
Well, that comes across in the quality of the production is just absolutely beautiful. I'm curious from both of you, and maybe Heather can go first, on just sort of how your faith sustained you through that period of your life and has continued, you know, as your marriage has progressed.
I would say through that deployment in our early years in the military, I think just our zeal and passion to share the story of Christ and the love of Christ was really what sustained us in the beginning. And then once we really hit hard times and, you know, the separation and just the fatigue of marriage and the fatigue of deployments, and really at that point, it was our brokenness that has sustained us. And I know especially for me, there's just freedom found in being okay with not getting it right and being okay with being completely broken and coming to terms with my own depravity, that, you know, really on my own I can do nothing, and apart from Christ I can do no good thing. And that's really a place of freedom that has sustained me even in our marriage present day, you know, just daily preaching the gospel to myself of my total dependence on Christ and how that's going to play out in my relationship with, you know, receiving forgiveness and then passing it on.
Yeah, I'll caveat to you just said that word, Heather. I was thinking of forgiveness. Something that I had to learn deep in my soul and heart. I knew it in my head, but I would have agreed with everything at that point. But I had to learn it for myself during the marital crisis of what forgiveness truly is. And it wasn't until I really got deep down into my soul that Christ has forgiven me. Who am I to withhold that from my wife? And so if I'm going to punish her with unforgiveness or silence or anger or whatever I was trying to do to accomplish some twisted sense of manhood in my own life, the forgiveness of Christ broke through to me and broke me. And when Heather says brokenness, that's what we're saying, is being broken by the cross of Christ, that his love is so ridiculous and so scandalous, in fact, that he would love us even in that dark place and then pull us out of that so that we could be healed and love one another again. That's the gospel.
Beautiful, beautiful. I feel so gifted for those who get to hear you preach. It's amazing. Now, Darren, just in a couple minutes that we have closing, I'm just curious how you would encourage somebody who might be getting ready to go see this film, but really is at that point of brokenness in their own life, to reach out and to seek the support they need, because this film is really all about kind of finally coming around to the point where you do ask for help and you receive it in droves. So what kind of encouragement do you offer to the listeners out there who need that today?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, go see Indivisible. And even if you go in hopeless and feeling helpless and maybe broke down, beaten down, whatever the situation may be, I would hope that you would come out of that realizing, A, where you are. You have to identify where you are accurately and honestly before you can get somewhere else. And so, A, that they would recognize themselves somewhere, hopefully, in our journey that's portrayed in Indivisible. And that, B, they would be bold and willing and risk asking for help. They need the Lord, and they need the body of Christ as well to surround them during hard times, to seek help, to go to friends and neighbors, people who are going to speak the truth to you, and allow those people in, share what's going on, and allow those people into your life. We didn't recover alone. Far from it. We had an army of people around us encouraging us. Thank God for that. We could not have done it alone, because we would have messed it up.
Well, I want to thank you again both for your time and for your participation in this amazing film project, but most especially for the way that you serve so many people around you, and just God's blessings and continued prayers for you and your family, and especially for all of our brave military men and women and their families serving literally around the world. Again, our guests today have been Darren and Heather Turner. They're the amazing real-life couple behind this beautiful film, Indivisible, coming very soon, October 26th, to theaters nationwide. We will have links for you to catch up with them and to learn more about both the book and the movie. And for both of you, I just wish you all the best. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. It's been a privilege.
Thanks for having us.
Well, that's it for this week's show, friends. Thank you so much to the Turners for sharing such a wonderful perspective on life in the military and this great movie, Indivisible. Definitely check it out, coming in theaters very, very soon. You can check out where you can find tickets for the film by going to indivisiblemovie.com. This is one of those must-see and must-bring Kleenex, frankly. You'll love it. I think you'll love it. So, that's it for the show this week. Again, we are always so grateful for your feedback. If there's something you'd like to share with me, you can just drop an email to lisa@catholicmom.com or catch me on social media @LisaHendy. And I'm always so happy to have your feedback over iTunes. Leave us a star rating or a review. Those are helpful in spreading the word about the show. If there's something you'd like to hear coming up soon, make sure to drop me a note. And until next time, you'll be in my prayers. God bless, friends. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.